Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Welcome to the Talkin' Yanks pregame show. Thank you very much for joining us. Just found out that that YouTube channel that played that video has 3.5 million subscribers, so they probably copyright their content, right? Probably fucked up. Shit. Jake's here. Zach's here. Sam's here. You can't see her. And we're going to talk about the Yankees. I haven't seen the lineup yet, but I saw that Kyle tweeted from the Talkin' Yanks account that this is a good lineup, so I'm excited to see what it's all about. Starting a new series. Starting a homestand. Jake? You excited?
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you. That was a great song, Jim. Copyright definitely kicking in.
Yeah.
Which is fine. Her performance was pretty incredible.
Yeah. Top comment. Yeah. Man, I wish my daughter sang like this. My daughter can't even talk.
Okay.
And she's seven. Excited. It's a problem. Speech therapists say she'll come around, though.
Excited for Cole Day?
Mm-hmm. Comments are turned off because people probably said mean things about that video. And they're like, hey, she's six, though.
She's a child. Yeah, man, a big homestand coming up. I've been harping on this. Anyone that'll listen to me, just nobody. Dunkin' Donuts, he did not care this morning.
What's your Dunkin' Donuts person's name?
They mix it up. So there's three different gals that rotate turns taking my orders. They don't like me. They don't like me.
So I'm very friendly. Well, I'm not. Katie is, because yeah. She was usually driving. She drives to work. I drive home.
Right.
Josh. His name's Josh. He's very nice.
Well, you're drive-thruing, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, drive-through, that's a companionship.
Yeah.
The Dunkin' by the Bronx is kind of like nobody's on a team.
Oh, okay.
You find yourself on an island pretty quickly in the Bronx.
Hey, Jake.
Oh, my God.
The Yankees just lost.
What the fuck,
man? Are
you
kidding me with that?
I don't know anything that happens ever.
So
I thought it was a GIF. It was a video.
Big nine-game homestand. The Tigers are coming in. They've been one of the worst teams in baseball. Cole is on the bump tonight, which does, Jim, you know I'm an expectations guy again.
Mm-hmm.
You know the expectation is we're going to win this game. We're back home. We have Garrett Cole on the mound, who's been one of the best pitchers in baseball. It looks like Aaron Judge is back in the lineup, which I just found out.
Yeah, let's do the lineup, because I haven't seen it yet.
So, like, let's win.
DJ LeMahieu's leading off. He's playing first base. Stan's batting second. Judge is batting third. Playing right field. Gio, the God, Urshela, is the cleanup hitter. Glaber is batting fifth. So this is the thing they like now. When right Judge now is healthy, and then Hicks is after Glaber, and then Clint is batting seventh, Higgy's batting eighth, Odor batting ninth. You know, for what they can put out there,
yeah.
This is good.
Yeah. No, this is our play right now. The Cole-Higgy combo, starting catcher, Kyle Higashioka, will be back on the bench day game tomorrow for Gary, so they had a nice little balance. Odor coming off a tough series, but plays solid defense, and he actually barreled some balls, had some bad BABIP stuff going on. So, yeah, man, I'm excited and nervous for this game. You know, I hope everything wakes up and Cole looks good, and we're excited to roll this homestand.
Everything wakes up.
If things go sour, things are going to get very loud again.
Oh,
so, can't have that tonight. Hinch is in the building. I know some Yankee fans are excited to give him the, hey, boo.
Boo.
The old managerial boo.
Oh, boo.
Oh, and Jim.
Boo that man. Yeah. You I'll made me think it of something funny that I don't know if it. I should share when I'm you said, like, it. Everything wakes up. Remember when Ken would pants himself? and then just start flicking and be like, wake up.
Flick his wiener and say,
wake up. You're embarrassing me. You look pathetic.
Flaccid wiener.
It's a really funny joke.
It's a good joke.
If, you can do male nudity in front of your friends. Some friendships can't do that. It's real funny if you can do that.
Yeah. Explore it.
If you have a group of friends and you want to steal our friend Ken's joke, it's really funny.
Speaking of good jokes, it looks like Zach put one in here, and he made a joke about the Tigers' leadoff hitter and you, Grossman.
Oh, we got a Grossman leading off?
Yeah.
That's a bummer.
Hilarious. Zach?
Yeah, it says Grossman, and then, like, in really tiny text, also Jimmy.
Oh! Which Jimmy?
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Gross.
Oh,
that dude's
you
gross.
Think that's gross.
No, he's really good.
Yeah.
Castro, Miggy Cabs, Scope, Candelario, Ramos. It looks like we got another Castro. Goodrum and Badu, Scooble on the bump for the Tigers tonight.
Ramos has hit two home runs off Cole in his career. One was in 2013. Yankees have never faced Tarik Skubal before. Oh, so I'm going to go to a scouting report.
He had a good, Ramos had a good start to the season. Not sure if he's coming back down to earth. The Tigers have the worst record in baseball right now.
That's a bummer. Oh, dude, Skubal is 24,
yeah,
and he went to Seattle University. I've never heard of that. You would think that those two words are recognizable.
Yeah.
Like you would like Cincinnati University, like you just say state university or city and then university, but right. I've never heard of Seattle University.
Seattle U, I want to say they have an okay baseball program. I mean, I'll click on Scuba's name and see what else they've got, but yeah, he's a pretty legitimate prospect as a a young southpaw, but yeah.
Fastball slider guy, fastball 52% of the time, slider 27. He's been throwing a split finger this season, which he did not throw at all last year. So that's very exciting. But people are slugging really well off of those first three pitches.
Oh, my God, John.
And their batting average is really good off those first three pitches. And his put-away percentages are low. So he's not having peripherally that good of a season.
He's walking guys too. That's not great. Slash great for the Yankees because that's what they love to do. Jim, I clicked on Seattle University.
Yeah.
Skubal. Eric Yardley, who's in the show right now. The two guys before him, Eddie and Johnny O'Brien.
Wow, the O'Brien boys.
The O'Brien boys.
You know they actually weren't related.
Come on.
Yeah.
Because I just clicked on Eddie O'Brien and it says he's the brother of Johnny O'Brien.
But that's a different one. His brother, named Johnny O'Brien, didn't go to Seattle University. Went to Seattle State.
You'd like these guys.
Eddie and Johnny O'Brien?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, they played basketball at Seattle as well. Look.
John Thomas O'Brien.
Look at him playing basketball as well.
And Edward. Wait, where does Miller? Edward Joseph O'Brien. So they're.
This is them on the b-ball court.
Oh, yeah.
This is one of them wiping down the other with a towel, shirtless in the locker room.
Edward Joseph O'Brien and John Thomas O'Brien. I mean, they are
Irish.
The American dream.
I'm actually more Italian than Irish. A lot of people don't know that. I identify way more as Italian. I just gave the chat the link to the picture of one of them wiping the other down after a basketball game for Seattle University, which is a school that I thought would have been on my radar way earlier than it was.
The O'Brien bros combined for a negative 1.9 career WAR, so you've got them beat.
Dude, they're still both, like, doing well.
Hey, now.
Look at that.
They look great.
Yeah. I mean, this is a good life, these two.
Okay.
Send that link to the chat, which probably no one's interested in, and it's too long of a link, so it won't even let me send it.
Jim Boy.
Yeah.
You have a what to watch for tonight?
I was going to say, like, watch out for Higgy hitting, because he hasn't hit. He played two games last series, and he didn't get any hits. But he hits when Cole pitches, so I like that.
Yeah.
And watch for Judge to have a little shut the fuck up, everybody, including you, John Boy, home run.
Ooh, Love that.
Mm-hmm. That's my two. And then, like, if Hicks has to throw a ball, I think that's on everyone's watch list now.
Yeah. Oh, I like that. I'm going to twist that into half of my what to watch for.
Okay.
Because I'm not excited for my first half. But, yeah, let's see if, we've seen this before with these younger, rambunctious teams. I wonder if Detroit tries to get crazy on the bases and kind of mess with the Yanks a little bit. If they get on the bases versus Cole, we'll see what that looks like. My actual what to watch for tonight?
Yeah.
The wind. It's supposed to be windy as hell.
It was windy walking up, so you don't come to the office from the direction I come to, and neither do you, Zach. You guys come from the same way.
Yeah.
When you walk that way,
yeah,
and then up this street, mm-hmm. it's already slight uphill.
Sure.
Not really slight. It's kind of uphill.
Yeah.
And a lot of times the wind is against us, and Katie's all pregnant now, and yeah. I'm fat and out of shape. So it's like just two of us struggling.
Zach and I can relate because we've felt wind before, though.
Mm-mm.
So.
Mm-mm. Not coming up that slight upgrade in that alleyway.
Mm-hmm. That dress.
Mm-hmm. That dress. That's such. If anyone in the chat knows what that quote is from.
Ooh, 10 points.
You get 10 points because that's the most obscure drop reference that we've do more than once.
I showed my friend Tim that video and he liked it a lot.
Who's your friend Tim?
Tim's Nets. Come on, we used to talk about it in JJR like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see if the wind is causing havoc at the game. Is it like messing with the pitchers? Some of our outfielders have gone, Judge has hidden injury stuff that's not hidden. Hicks has been having a whole time out there and Clint. So interested to see how they deal with pop-ups. I'm interested to see how the infield deals with I'm interested in the wind today. So that's how you know I'm a baseball fan.
Oh, dude, I'm a huge fan of the wind. A lot of people hate wind. Like, I got a buddy named David. He hates the wind. He says it's because he used to like skateboarding and he couldn't skateboard when it was windy out. And I'm like, dude, the wind is so cool. Love elements. Love the elements. I'm trying to see if Scooble's been bad in his first innings.
Ooh, okay.
But he didn't start his last two games. He the last two outings he came out of the pen. So I don't really know.
I have another.
He is walking guys, man.
I have something else for Higgy.
Yeah.
You know, Higgy gets named the starting catcher.
Mm-hmm.
The internet, and then the Yankees retweeted it because it's like a weird players content thing they're trying to do. They did a video on Higgy today, like starting catcher for the Yankees, Higgy, video on the timeline. I think today's a big one for Higgy. Like, I think if Higgy gets a hit today, we're talking about starter Higgy till, like, at least the All-Star break.
What do you mean? They posted a video saying that Kyle's the starter?
No, that video that we were watching earlier.
Yeah.
The Yankees put on the timeline that was from infield chatter, which is some player content thing they're trying to make happen.
Yes.
So, like, they're putting Higgy into the forefront, which kind of that's not Higgy's game.
Yeah, I don't ever connect. You connect these more than I do.
So I think Higgy, it's big, man. This is these guys' lives.
But I don't think I don't think them retweeting that is their way of saying Higgy's a starter now.
No, I'm not doing that at all. I'm talking about Kyle Higashioka.
You just said
that. And how he's feeling. I'm talking about how Kyle feels.
Okay.
He's coming home to Yankee Stadium as a starting Yankees catcher. This clip is put out, retweeted by the Yankees, 3.4 million followers.
Yes.
Like, stuff's getting real. And I think if Higgy gets a hit today, he's like, yes. Like, yeah, I'm Higgy.
I'm a star.
I'm starting catcher Higgy. Okay. If he doesn't get a hit today, he's like, things are moving a little quick.
Yeah, everyone needs to slow down.
Yeah, like I kind of got my thing.
Quit gassing me up.
Exactly.
So much.
You get it now.
I get it now. Okay. Thanks to Luke Lucuse. How would you spell that? How did you pronounce that? I know how to spell it. L-U-K-E-W-S.
I'd say Luke W-S.
Well, Luke W. Luke World Series.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what it is. Do you know who NYY Recaps is? I saw a video they did on how Gleyber was swinging too hard.
Too hard.
It was good. too hard. All right, so I'm watching for a bunch of stuff, and Jake's watching for the wind, and Higgy might have to tell everyone to stop gassing him up so much. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. All right, none of us got on the board yesterday, but I did win the series. I have now won 4 series. Jake has won 1 series. We have tied 3 series. I'm up on the season 7-3. This is the last day of April.
April.
So you can, you know, you pop 2 and April ends 7-5.
Oh, no, dude. I'm doing an April showers and I'm going May flowers.
But I'm just saying, if you wanted to get it, like, you know, make it closer.
I just told you my game plan.
If I get 2 today and it goes 8-3, I mean, that's a big lead. So it's a big day.
Jim, I'm so nervous for you. I mean, that Ford Homer draft pick is still looming over you.
I haven't thought twice about it. You haven't gotten one right since then.
It's kind of been the whole chat this whole time. So I'm a little worried about you. But a new series is on the horizon. Nice timing, Zach.
What'd he do?
When I said a new series is on the horizon, he changed to the next series sheet.
Wow, that was badass. I missed it.
We've coordinated.
Who are you taking?
Who's up first?
You.
I'd like Zach to tell me.
Oh. Zach, can you tell Jake who's
Zach's
up first?
It's Homer draft.
It's you, Jake.
Thank you, Zach.
Yes, you're welcome.
Let's see. So you're kind of on the Judge FU John Boy train. I could see that. I don't feel necessarily tied to that, but we're still, you can't take Higgy, right?
Not on a Cole start. If he does become the starter, it does become like a tricky situation. Yeah. It is only a 3-game set. So I don't see it being a true problem today.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take Giancarlo Stanton. It's hot.
He's been hitting really well,
lefty
too.
Lefty on the mound. G likes that. Giancarlo Stanton.
Okay.
You now get 2 picks.
Yes, that's true. It's what happens for sure.
Getting that for show.
Yeah. I'm looking at, I just want to make sure I have something correct beforehand. I'm looking at Scooble splits, if you want to know what I'm looking at. Because he does the thing that I like here, Jake. Look, to lefties, Scooble only throws 2 pitches.
Right.
He only throws the 4-seam and the slider.
Turns into a 2-pitch guy.
Yeah, which we know that lefties like.
Mike Tauchman liked that.
Yep. He is a lefty, though.
Yes.
So his splits say that righties hit him way better. You know, righties have a 980, and lefties, he's actually pretty good against lefties.
Yeah.
So I kind of negates that.
Yeah.
So I'm probably not going to go with a lefty, even though the only option there would be Odor. Everyone else is a righty. So all of everything that I said is worth nothing.
Nothing.
And it means
value.
It means nothing. So, that being said, I'm going to take Aaron Judge and Gio Urshela.
Those are good picks.
Thanks.
Those are good picks, man.
Can I tell you something?
I guess, man. You just did that whole ramble about nothing.
Nothing. You got to let people into your head sometimes. Look at the O'Brien boys still on the big screen.
What are you going to tell me?
Stan's a great pick.
Thank you.
A lefty at the stadium.
Yeah.
For Stanton. Well, Wally's hot.
Yeesh.
Great first pick out of you.
Did you say great or grape?
Well, I don't want to get into that. I'd just like you to make your second pick and keep this thing moving.
I don't ever want to feel
like I did on Tuesday.
To the place I love. James, with my second pick. This is a 3-game set. Friday, Sat, Sund.
Yeah.
I guess you could say I'm kind of between two guys here. One guy has red hair. One guy plays traditionally with a cat scratch in his eyebrow. I'm going to play the splits on this and a little extra momentum card. I'm going to go with Gleyber Torres. Gleyber, slightly better versus lefty. His last memory of a baseball game is hitting a game-tying, could have been a game-winning double. He's been swinging the stick all right the last couple days. Gleyber Torres.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Thank you.
Stan's such a good pick.
Thank you, Jim.
So I am taking Aaron Judge. He's going to say, fuck you, John Boy, home run. I am taking Gio the God. You are taking Stanton and Gleyber. Zach, whose picks do you like more?
I think I like Jake's picks today. I think Stanton's been hitting well. He's going to get a homer. Gleyber wants a homer. We'll see.
That's fair. I think Stanton's a real good pick. To be honest, yeah. I didn't know Scooble was a lefty when you made the pick, and then when I found out he's a lefty, I was like, that's a hell of a pick.
Thanks, everyone. I mean, this is... I don't really know what to say.
Yeah.
I come out here, you guys, and Jim, we've been friends for a long time. Zach?
Yeah.
I mean, going through the hurdles of last year and everything that it had to offer, I think we've become a lot closer. Not only are we colleagues, but we're friends at this point.
Yeah, I'd agree.
And say something nice about Gray Lawrence.
Gray Lawrence?
Mm-hmm.
Gray Lawrence.
Say something nice.
Your name can be a color.
You're welcome, Gray.
Giancarlo Stanton, career splits. He has a 1.014 OPS versus lefties, 869 versus righties. Those them the facts, Jack.
Cut it. Cut that out.
You need to cut it.
Remove it. Get this clown off of my set.
Mm.
Okay, over under. It's time to do the over under.
I'm worried.
I think they think Cole's going to shove.
Right.
I think they think Scooble's not going to shove.
Right.
But it's not going to be like 8. It might be 8. I think they might go 7-5.
Really? I'm leaning
because
8.5.
I don't think they. I think they think Cole's going to. Oh my God! In the middle of me talking.
I got dizzy.
Get
this
guy off the set.
I got dizzy.
I'm going to go. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they go 7.5. Oh, another one. Oh, no way. Come on.
I'll go 8, or if not 8.5.
Zach? Yeah, knew it.
Bang biscuit. Cole, he's been good, man.
Yeah, they're guessing Cole's going to drop zeros, and the Yankees are going to score like 6.
The Tigers over-under today is like 1.
Yeah, and then the Yankees over-under is like
6.
6, yeah.
I've been hot with the overs. I'm going to stick with it.
Yeah, okay. I'm going to go under as well. Jake goes over. Jake has not got an over-under right in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 games.
Yes. A lot of overs.
Oh, for your last 7.
A lot of overs.
10-15 on the season.
Yeah.
It's getting bad.
No, dude, it's April. Dude, this is why CeCe's so right, man. You got to chill, bro.
I mean, you lost a lot of money.
It's a long season, James.
Oh, it's a long life.
That was discussed today.
Yeah. Imagine if we just ended the show there. I was trying to telepathy Zach to just cut it right there. Like people would have no idea. They'd think it just went out.
But
I didn't want to take away from possible premonitions.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah,
I know we have a whole segment. That would have been a funny part of the joke is the whole chat would have been like, there's another segment.
Yeah.
But we just end it.
Do you have a premonition for today?
Dude.
Your premonitions have been shit.
Mine?
Yes.
No.
You're like over on premonitions.
No, it's not true.
Yeah.
That's not true. I got one right once.
Go on.
I forget what it was, but I definitely got one right once.
Yeah, sounds like it.
No, Jake. Okay, Gary's up. Oh, shit. Okay, so Gary's up, right? Gary's not up. He's not playing.
Let's start the premonition over.
He's not playing.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is where people are getting worried with your premonitions.
Imagine Gary Pinchot.
Could. He's on the team.
So it's not Gary, but I still have it in mind.
Okay.
A devastating foul ball with runners in scoring position down the left field line.
Okay.
Misses chalk by like an inch.
Ooh.
Would have scored
that.
Some.
Love
yeah.
that premo.
Yeah.
I like
maybe
that.
It's,
premo.
Maybe it's maybe a Tiger does it. Cole's in a bit of trouble, and you think that, and they're like, oh my God, thank God that ball was an inch foul.
Okay. I've got. I have a Yankee defender saving another Yankee defender on a wind ball. So, like, I can't tell who it is, but it's, like, Glaber tracking, kind of is, you could see him losing it, and, like, Rugi snags it, or Gio. I don't see infield, outfield, I don't see colors, I don't see sports, I don't see much, but I see.
Dude, my premonition came right the other day when I said someone was going to sneeze on camera. Because Hicks did one. But he did it like that. He blocked it halfway through. But I saw it. I was like, that. It was a wide shot of Cole on the mound, but Hicks was in the background.
Ofer.
Kind of like that. Held it.
Thank God we did our final segment of the show. So you guys know.
Yeah.
That life is long. For some.
Oh, fuck.
Yet it's extremely short.
For others. Let's do our final new segment.
You know female octopi only live like a year? Like they're born. They live a year, they get knocked up, they have the babies, they die. That's your life.
Hmm. Do female octopus die after laying eggs? 6 months, it says.
Have you seen the octopus?
After a female octopus lays a clutch of eggs, that's cool. I like when there's
terms.
Why are there different terms? Like, why isn't just like a batch? She quits eating, and like, how many other animals lay a clutch of eggs? Is that just octopus lay a clutch of eggs? She quits eating and wastes away. By the time the eggs hatch, she dies.
Yeah, man.
And you envy that?
You should check out the Netflix octopus documentary.
Nah, I don't really like the sea or space or animals. Yeah. I'm kind
of
out of it.
It's pretty. This guy falls in love with an octopus pretty much.
Really?
Kind of.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember that doc.
Yeah.
I think I saw bits and pieces of Katie watching it.
Yeah.
And it was like.
He's like going through a midlife crisis, basically, and he like befriends an octopus in the ocean, and then like one day he goes out and like she's just being picked apart by the other sea critters.
Ooh, Voight said stuff. Let's hear him.
Okay.
Do you want to get back out there with the club?
Oh, I've been chomping at the bit. You know, obviously, watching every game at home, it's you know, it's frustrating. You want to be there with the boys, and you know, I know some of them are, you know, pressing a little bit and trying to do too much, but hey, these guys had a good road trip. You know, obviously didn't come out how they did wanted to yesterday, but I trust in these boys. They're gonna get the job done, but you know, I want to come back, and I miss the guys. It's I feel like they've been gone for like, you know, 2 months, but I can't wait. It's
cool. Looks big.
Huge.
Looks super big.
Stronger than us.
Yeah, in some capacities, others not. I think I do. There's certain instances I think I'd be stronger than him.
Mental stuff doesn't count. We're just doing physical strength. So where do you think you're physically stronger than Luke Voit?
Like last year, there's times when I was stronger than him in some ways. I don't want to get into it. I don't know about this year because I don't know what he's up to.
I have one for you.
Standing on 1 foot last year, I could have beat him for like endurance.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Well, yeah, he couldn't even, he had foot stuff.
He was going to stand on the other foot then.
No, it's that foot.
That's he.
You have to rotate each foot every hour.
You would have him physically beat in a change of water temperature competition.
Yeah. But you, that's, isn't that mental?
No, that's physical. The water is physically a different temperature.
I've got something.
Okay. But that's mental. Yeah.
You do that thing where you spit the gum out and you kick it in the air.
Yeah.
You might have him beaten that.
That's strength? You guys
is
are.
That, is that. I don't can, know. If that's, can you call that strength?
That's a skill. That's yeah.
It's a physical
that's
skill.
That's like his gift.
Yeah, it is a gift.
Temperature change doesn't bother me, Zach.
Oh, I see.
He could be in the shower.
Yeah.
It could be burning hot and you could turn it freezing instantly and he wouldn't flinch.
Yeah. Oh.
It's wild.
That is kind of scary.
Yeah. No, yeah.
People like train to be able to do that. So, yeah.
Jake's different.
Yeah. I react.
Sometimes we'd have shower beers pre-gaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be under the head and it'd be like hot. And I'd switch with Jake and I'd turn it cold and he wouldn't know. It's a funny joke.
It's a classic prank.
It's a good one. It's a good one. Probably got you a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's mental, though. I don't think that's physical.
Yeah.
You physically feel it.
Yeah, but I mentally don't react.
But you physically react. So in physically reacting, you have Luke Voit beat.
Okay. Awesome. That's cool. We all found something I'm stronger than Voit at. Standing on 1 foot for hours at a time, shower temperature change, and kicking my gum. If you're done with a piece of gum and you don't spit it, kick it, and then try to catch it in your mouth, you're missing out on so much fun.
Opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, that's the only way to end having a piece of gum in your mouth.
We skipped an entire fucking segment today.
PPV.
Yep.
How do we do that?
We were just so excited with the jokes and everything going on.
I didn't make a single joke all show.
Jimmy?
I was going straight truthful today.
Maybe that's a sign. Maybe there is none. Garrett for nine.
Oh.
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow. If you can get a little cheddar on Garrett Complete Game today, tell him Poppy sent you.
Or it's call for eight to Chapman for one.
Yeah, I guess the only guy who's out today would be Chad.
Yeah.
So.
Good show. I'm going to go to YouTube. I'm going to type in bad song.
I've got a brand new bicycle.
I got to type in cover. New Billie Eilish, you excited about that?
No, but I will be in like 6 months.
When it finally hits
when it
you.
Gets to me.
Okay. Came out yesterday, I think. Dude, I can't find anything that's not. I'm over it. So you sing us out.
What do you have any idea what her album's gonna be? Is she going like poppy, scary?
I didn't listen to it.
She's got new hair, that's all I know.
Yeah, she's blonde now.
Yeah.
Blonde.
It looked like a wig. There was a documentary done on Billie Eilish that's pretty good and it made me like her.
They're cool, man. Like they're real.
Yeah. I liked her first album.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stones and Crooks.
Here.
That's the one.
Here. That's what she looks like now in her new album.
Okay. I'm happy for her.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, it doesn't look like I'm heading down the wrong path, blonde. It's like she's just going for that look.
Yeah. I mean, the album title is called Happier Than Ever.
Okay. So. And now I'm jazzed up.
Yeah.
Send me some links in a couple months.
Yeah. What are you listening to now? Dua Lipa, whatever?
Still some Dua Lipa, Tracy Chapman, Fast Car.
Yeah, it's a sad song. I love that song.
You got a fast car.
I got it. She didn't go live her life, Zach, because she stayed home to help her dad, who was an alcoholic, I think.
Sad.
But she daydreamed about getting in the fast car and getting out of there. Yeah.
Be the one.
A lot of people say there's a lot of similarities to Thunder Road and Fast Car. It's about getting in that car and getting the fuck away.
Yeah, yeah. That's not happy times.
I listened to some old Kanye the other day.
Who? Zach, can you get us out of here?
Zach, yes. We got to go. Thanks, everybody. Let's go, Bye. Yanks.
Bye.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.